Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Well, let's officially get things going here. Good news or bad news to get things kicked off, Mahoney.
Why don't we start off today's show, Dave, with some bad news.
A nude food delivery biker gets let off with a fine after he gets busted riding around on his motorcycle without clothes.
Ah.
This is over in Thailand. He reported himself to police. So on Monday, a video showed a naked man riding a motorcycle with a food delivery bag behind him. It was shared on social media because people were like, hey, man, if you're going to be bringing me my chicken wings, put your nuts away. That's like nobody. We need some separation here.
I didn't order cashews.
A taxi biker said that he saw the man park his motorcycle in front of a temple where he took off all of his clothes and started walking around, and then later hopped on and started riding his motorbike. The biker also mentioned the naked man later returned to the temple, walked around, and finally put his clothes back on before leaving. So, lot to question here. The reports say he's 24 years old, which I guess is a pretty good time to be naked in life.
Traditionally.
Yep. You're probably in better shape than you will be when you're 44 or 64. He's fine for being naked in public. The man claimed that he decided to be naked that morning due to a personal problem.
I don't know what kind of personal problem gets solved by being naked in public riding a motorcycle, but I'm curious.
A local trader was interviewed on it, and he said that the sight of the man nude was unbearable. So maybe he didn't look great.
Unbearable.
Which is...
what a description word.
Was his... was the kickstand on his bike broke?
That would make sense. So some good news today as well. Abandoned senior dogs are living out their golden years at a new retirement sanctuary.
If you abandon a senior dog...
evil.
You are the worst person ever.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of just like... old people that die too, and they also have like older dogs, and so that happens. So it's not always like too. It's not always intentional that they get abandoned, but
well,
still,
why'd you die?
You're supposed to outlive your dog.
Yeah, you gotta leave a little buddy there, ain't right?
Yeah,
that is the saddest though. Whenever they've had a whole life with each other, and they're partners, so like you have to adopt them together so they'll stay happy.
And I don't know if dogs fully understand death. They're just like, where did Dolores go?
They're just like,
how is
hey man,
good news?
You got the food. And they were like, cool, I forgot about that old dude.
The good news is that they created
a
retirement sanctuary for these senior dogs.
Okay,
so the focus is on rehomed canines 7 and up. Amenities at the upscale doggy retirement village include generous living quarters, medical and dental care, regular exercise activities. Are you crying?
I am seriously feeling so emotional over the thought of, because Blue is really, really old. I can't even look up. Blue is so old.
Her little Yorkie, who's 14.
I just can't even think about him just being alone.
But he's not going to be alone unless you die first.
That is possible.
There's also plenty of sofas just for hanging out. You even have an in-ground pool for those inclined to take a dip. Every dog is insured to have.
These dogs live in a nicer house than I do.
I know. You have a pool?
Yeah, come on.
But yeah, it's kind of...
Dogs pee in pools?
No, I don't.
I don't either, because they can pee everywhere else.
But do you...
If I could just get out of the pool and pee on the wall, I wouldn't pee in the pool, you know? But I mean, it's like...
But do you think dogs have, like, the social awareness that they know that they shouldn't pee in the pool?
I mean, I think if you give a dog, like, 6 White Claws, it'll probably start peeing in the pool.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So before I share this first top story with you, Mahoney, I hate to bring this up. It's kind of like when your friend has pepper in their teeth.
What?
One of your buttons right at belly level has come undone, and it's very distracting.
Get a little peep show
of
that.
Yeah, just hair it on out, baby.
Some little navel nastiness going on for you.
Yeah.
You like that?
I can see into your soul through your belly button right now. It's rather disconcerting.
Nastiness.
Do you remember that scene from
what that navel do?
from Star Wars, where there's the giant hole in the ground.
Yeah.
With the teeth. That's what I'm looking at right now.
You're gonna be Boba Fett and fall to your death in there.
That's right.
Spoiler.
So, top stories. Here we go. Tesla drivers locked out of their cars after the firm is hit with a complete network outage. Look, having a Tesla is cool, unless of course you can't get in it. Or your car getting hacked is, I don't know, that just seems less than awesome. Ian, you said that you were out and about And you actually saw a guy struggling with this where he was in the parking lot or something?
Yeah, he was in a parking lot, and I was out getting lunch with my mom, and he's just there with a group of five people trying to figure out why he can't get into his Tesla. And he kind of reminded me of Mahoney, too. He had boat shoes on. He had a really nice kind of button-up short shorts, living his best life.
Besides the fact that not being able to get into his very expensive car that is now a brick. That is one of the reasons why I'm holding off, too. You know, I mean, also because
that's one of the reasons.
Not that my bank account can't afford it. But
no, nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. But this is a real problem. Like, this is stuff that, like, hey, you know what's never going to, I'm never not going to be able to get into? My 2013 Toyota.
Investors slashed $50 billion from Tesla's market value on Tuesday of this week after Musk admitted that it would be at least 3 years before it will cut electric vehicle costs so radically that a $25,000 car that drives itself would be possible. So, look, Tesla has made, I'm sure, you know, lots of innovations and love the idea of electric cars. They're fast. They're cool-looking cars, all that stuff. They become a whole lot less cool when you can't get in them.
And they become a lot cool. They become a lot less cool when you have to, like, you can't resell them with the upgrades, and there's a bunch of, like, weird little caveats there. So,
we've heard that service for Tesla sucks, and that's also infuriating.
So, but can we agree though, right now, that with Tesla, I mean, obviously, right now it's economically friendly, but it's also a status thing, correct? Like, people who are rolling around in a Tesla are kind of concerned with the earth, but more concerned with, like, the fact that they're driving a Tesla.
It's a cool car.
It's a new status symbol.
Yeah.
It's more status symbol, like, hey, look at me. I'm saving the earth. Okay. I think, yeah. That's my estimation from the people that I know that
also
own Teslas.
If you think you're saving the earth, shut up with your stupid Captain Planet ass. It's not us.
It takes a village,
we
Mahoney.
We can do what we can. You know, me recycling my beer bottles isn't saving the planet. It's just...
Because one thing doesn't instantly save the planet doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it.
Whatever.
Mahoney.
So the CDC warns that, for example, the Fortnite Skull Trooper mask might be fun for Halloween or the bedroom. Did they actually say that? But it does not replace a face mask or protect you from potential transmission of COVID-19. And you can't just double up either. So they're saying that open air one way, you know, walking through haunted forest, you still need a cloth mask in order to be able to safely enjoy Halloween. They also recommended that people don't scream or shriek on Halloween because that is, you know, basically like coughing, right? You're putting a bunch of air out into the...
We've got the fun police.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
But, yeah, so Halloween is going to be a challenge. I mean, Mahoney, you said that you're leaving the light on for trick-or-treaters, but are you actually going to answer the door or are you just going to leave like a bowl outside?
I'll wear a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, like a real mask.
Yeah.
You know, not a Halloween mask.
No.
Probably should.
Yeah.
Probably way less scary.
Probably. Just dressed as a werewolf. Kids will be less terrified than seeing a gigantic man wearing a medical mask with an exposed belly button.
Everybody should be doctors for Halloween. That would be a good doctor, or like a good costume idea.
I feel like it's like
an evil doctor.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
My guess is, I don't know.
Why not? Might as well. This would be the year.
Zombie nurse?
Or maybe is that insensitive? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Probably a good point.
My guess is probably I'm not going to get nearly the amount of trick-or-treaters that I got last year. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'll have big-ass candy bars at my house, because I always do.
I've not even had any.
What's your address? Just give that out real quick.
Let me pull up my address real quick.
Don't you start giving out my address. So, heavy drinking can take a toll on your body, heightening the risk of health issues like blood pressure and cancer. Excessive imbibing can also be dangerously affect your brain and drive the ability for you to feel normal thoughts like anxiety when things are bad. Researchers found that 10 days of binge drinking, the equivalent of 5 drinks daily for the average adults, spurred immune cells in mice brains to destroy connections between neurons, leading to anxiety and other cognitive issues, and they had no reason to believe the same result would not occur in humans. So binge drinking has a vast cascade, they say, of negative health effects on the heart, liver, pancreas, and immune system.
Does anybody out there think that drinking large, I mean, let's also say like 5 drinks a day, that's binge drinking? Really?
Okay, but whenever you go to your doctor, they'll tell you otherwise, because I did that, and they were like, man, you have a problem. I was like, hold on.
Five drinks a day, if it's like a Friday or Saturday, doesn't seem that much. But if you're like plopping down on the couch and having five whiskeys every night. That's pretty.
They say more than like more than a 12 in a week span is like a problem.
Well, like yeah. there's
take
like
care of that in a day and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Really, you don't finish a bottle of wine in a night. Like, you know how many glasses are technically considered in a, like, a bottle of wine?
Four
fat ones.
Four.
Yeah,
four
no, fatties. It's more like no, it's 38.
Like, it's like three fatties if we're being real. If you got the good wine cups, you know the ones with a little girth.
Large and yeah. Dark. Yeah.
They say it's 4 ounces is a drink.
Yeah, it's that's garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's like
don't
eight
talk to your doctor
eight,
about
eight
this.
Drinks in there. So
yeah,
we'll be shamed so fast.
But again, who thinks that like
yeah, every, we're not tricking every, ourselves into thinking this is like good for me. I mean, I read the studies about how having a glass of wine or two for you is good per night, and then I'm like, well, if I just put it in my big glass, that's only two glasses
that's
of wine
two
per
glasses.
Night. Also equals one bottle, but whatever. But no, we're not lying to ourselves and acting like it's good for anyone to sit down and plow through a bottle of wine a night. It just happens.
You know, you get going on guys' grocery games or whatever. What are you watching right now?
1,000 Pound Sisters.
Oh, no, God. You're not.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Hell yes. So good.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. I have a beer question for you. What's the deal with all these sour beers not even actually being sour? I think 4 out of every 5 that I try just tends to be like overly sweet or just bleh.
Message deleted.
I used to hate sour beers many years ago, and I feel like sour beers, you know, if we're talking like 7 years ago, were awful.
I still hate sour beers. I mean, not there's a couple that have jumped through that are really good that I've had, but they're really good for being a sour beer, which still as a category is not my favorite.
I find them to be refreshing, and I think that they've gotten, much like, you know, some of the IPAs, they've become more palatable. So I like it. You know, I like sour beers. I like Gozas. Those are some of my absolute favorites. I feel like when you're looking for something that's refreshing, those are it.
So on the East Coast, I got to try and find a way to get this brewery to send me some of this bubbles from Rheingeist. It is one of the top selling beers, especially for girls. And I don't know if it's because it's got this like berry notes or if it's the labeling, because you know we're all suckers for marketing and branding.
Is it still a big thing, or did it get kind of edged out by White Claw? Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's probably one of the only sours that's sour, but like this guy's complaint, that's sweet enough that I think that it kind of like is a year long sour.
I feel like
I'll just stick with my IPAs.
They've become more balanced. You know, you get that like sweet and tart. They're like
I just don't like
anything
like
liquid
sour.
Sweet tarts.
I don't like sweet tarts.
I love sour. I love Sour Patch Kids. Ugh. I love Sour Warheads. All the like Lemon Heads, even though they're not that sour, they're more sugary than sour. But like
sours
I think
sour
candy is the best candy. Full stop.
Incorrect.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Any love for sour candy?
Oh, yeah, sour candy, definitely. But is it the best kind of candy? No.
Definitely not.
What's the best kind of candy?
I mean, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Specifically
peanut
Snickers.
Butter chocolate.
Snickers is the greatest candy ever made.
No,
Reese's.
Augustus Gloop did not drown in a river full of sour candies.
He wouldn't have drowned. He would have been able to climb out. He would have lived.
Man, that little tubby kid couldn't have climbed out of a thing. Can you imagine how difficult it would be? I mean, a ball pit's one thing. Those foam squares at like a trampoline place, a whole other. A pool full of sour candies. You're gonna sink like a rock. What are you talking about?
Why didn't Willy Wonka have any like safety protocol when it came to like that chocolate river? Also, shouldn't there have been like a lifesaver somewhere, or maybe like a boat,
like an actual lifesaver?
Yes. Yeah,
that's made out of a lifesaver.
Yeah. What we didn't learn is that Willy Wonka is actually the prequel to Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
The kids are Soylent Green.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My favorite memory up until this point in my life is the birth of my second child. It was just like the birth of my first child, only she's better.
Message deleted.
I mean,
so you like your daughter better than your son, okay?
Everybody's got a favorite.
Which is so weird.
They don't.
Which is so weird.
I'm my parents' favorite.
You're an only child. It doesn't
matter. Right. They did it right the first time.
No, they just
like,
got it so wrong. They're like, we can't
good.
Do this to the world again.
No, we
had a conscience.
It's like some of those bands that make the perfect one hit wonder, like Lou Bega. and Mambo number 5.
He didn't stop on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's never followed it up with a Mambo number 6 or 7 or 8. Hit it out of the park.
You know what?
Perfectly with Mambo number 5.
I think you're probably wrong. I don't know for sure, but I bet you that Lou Vega put out a Mambo number 6 didn't take.
There is no Mambo number 6 out there.
Ian's even saying, no, there's none.
Of course, I would know. I would have that record.
Trust me, he's rolling in that like Travelocity money.
Yes, he is. He's doing just fine.
Just sitting there waiting for the phone to ring. He's like, yes, license it, whatever. It doesn't matter. Any money's
good. You know he's not that old?
Really?
Didn't he seem like really old when Mambo 5 came out?
He seemed like he was 60.
Like a 55-year-old guy.
He looks the same, though.
Yeah. He's 45.
Yeah.
What?
45. He's 45 now?
45 now. Yeah, what? Right now, at this moment.
How long ago did that song come out?
25 years ago.
He was 15 when it came out. I don't know.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, do you have any cool scar stories? If so, tell the
message deleted.
Oh. I mean, does anyone really have like a cool scar story?
I mean,
unless you like ran into like a burning orphanage and saved kids. Like I've got a big scar on the top of my head where if I ever go bald, it's going to be really bad for me because it's like all the way down the top of my head.
From where
I got in that sledding accident. But
I've got a side cleft in my chin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from falling off a bike, going down a hill, and doing a slide face first without a shirt on asphalt and leading with my chin.
I do have this scar on my arm where I had cat scratch fever, and another one on the same arm where I pulled a scalding pot of water on myself when I was a child.
I wonder if I always forget what arm it's on, but I've got a pretty big burn over here, and I would love to show Audrey it, but I can't find it right now.
Must be pretty big indeed.
No, I mean it is, but my fat has
covered it.
fat and hair have covered it on my arms, but it's
healing.
It was from barbecue sauce.
What?
I was carrying a metal ramekin working at a Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon, and it sat
How hot was that?
Jeez. Dude, it must have sat in the window for like who knows how long. I was running somebody else's food, and it tips over onto my arm.
See, that's
like
what they
branded
That's
me.
What you get for trying to help other people. You either sink or swim in the industry. I'll help you once. If you don't help me back, game over. I'm not
really?
Helping you.
There it is.
Heck no. Sink or swim.
Dude, that is the least impressive scar I've ever seen
in my life. It's a freckle.
You can't even see it.
It's Mahoney. It looks like not barbecue sauce. That's
you
a freckle.
You are so dramatic. Like when you said you got hit head on by
like
that woman.
It's like a one-inch scar.
She bumped into you in a parking lot. This is not a one-inch. That is not an inch, buddy. Trust me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So it's simple. If you want to live longer and not die of a heart attack, just get laid.
Oh, okay.
Simple advice, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Why would that make me live longer?
Well, having an active adult relations life after a heart attack, people are linked with a 35% lower chance of death from that heart attack. So resumption of getting busy soon after a heart attack may be one of at least a self-perception of being healthy and functioning, young, energetic person. And that may lead to a healthier lifestyle generally. So you keep doing you and whoever you can in the process. Does it count for like...
If I just lay there?
Hook it up with yourself? I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know.
Dr. Fauci says avoid these three places. The experts say that closing bars, restaurants, and gyms in particular help New York, Arizona, and Texas slow the spread of the deadly virus. Why does it always have to be like the best places to go?
Right.
Bars, restaurants, and gyms.
Those are the only three places that I do go.
Why couldn't it have been like the DMV?
Church.
Right.
Church. work. And leave the bars, gyms, and restaurants open.
No, gyms is that's definitely one of the worst places. Can't be seen going in there. I was so upset the other day. I was driving through, like, there's some new construction near my house, and there's like a grocery store, and they were building something on next to it, and I was like, oh man, I wonder what that is. I hope it's something cool. Man, they're building a gym.
Hell yeah. What kind of gym?
A Planet Fitness.
Another one, huh?
There's,
like, ooh, I'll start going there.
They're already all over the place. But
no, I know. But I was just like, I was hoping it was going to be like a big-ass restaurant or something.
Don't you have a membership to Planet Fitness?
I canceled it.
You did? You finally got around to it,
that's
huh?
That's the only good thing that come from COVID. Shout out, COVID.
You finally
helped me cancel my Planet Fitness.
And you did the membership that you had
that's
for 4 years.
That's the only thing.
Used.
Everything else, horrendous, horrible, the worst thing that's happened in our modern life. But it did help me cancel my gym membership.
So a resurfaced exchange between the co-founder of Costco and the warehouse's current CEO was sent to social media users. And people are freaking out about it because it kind of gives a glimpse into how the very iconic $1.50 hot dog and soda special has been a thing for this long. There was this huge blow up between the co-founder and the CEO said, if you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you.
Oh my gosh.
So the co-founder, figure it out, because the CEO wanted to raise the price because he's like, hey, like,
it's not sustainable.
I feel like, you know, it has been a part of Costco's brand and its history for as long as it has been, and I get that prices go
Here's
up.
Here's Mahoney, big hot dog.
No.
Take it back.
But he's lobbying to be on the team right now. He just wants to be on team big hot dog.
Here, Mahoney.
Cover your ears.
All right, so the game is simple. It's called Cover Your Ears. These are all popular songs you've heard many times before over the years on this radio station. And we're going to play them for you. But the challenge is that they're covered by people and then uploaded to the internet, so they don't necessarily sound like the original. It's Mahoney versus Audrey today. And Audrey, you've been doing well in these games. Let's hope that it continues, because when Mahoney wins, it's rather insufferable for all of us.
I will continue my undefeated streak in 2020.
Undefeated?
The longest undefeated streak known to man.
Said who? Incorrect. That's fake news.
Yeah, he's a liar. So anyway, this is why I want you to win. I've got 30 seconds of each song. Go ahead and say your name when you think you know it. The full win, the full point for each round is going to be the artist and the song. If you get just the artist or the song, it's a half point. Again, we have a total of three. We do have a fourth for bonus should we need it. Here we go with number one. Ring in by saying your name.
Yeah, man.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Take me to church. I will worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I will tell you my sin and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me the deathless death. So good God, let me give you my life. Tub, take me to church. I will.
All right, Mahoney. Pretty easy one here.
That is Hozier. And take me to church.
Yeah, everyone knew it.
Damn point, good rendition by that gentleman.
Amen.
Hey, amen.
I like it.
Here we go on to number two.
As I am looking up,
Audrey.
Suddenly the sky erupts. Flames are like the trees, red to falling leaves. Now they're right upon me.
It got really good there at the end. What happened?
Well, that's the backing track, right? And then he's just...
She should have just took over the song and let him on his way.
I lost it. I have it. Mahoney, do you have it?
I stopped... You stopped listening to the chorus?
You're so full of it.
No, I'm not full of it.
Wait, will you replay the chorus?
No, it's...
We play it a million times.
I don't know. I don't like that song.
We played it. I know it. It was,
See.
I just can't think of it.
When I dream of dying, I never feel so.
I don't know.
Oh, God, you guys.
I know. So my brain's like slow
Shade,
hamster today.
Trampoline.
It was like the number one song for months. Oh, I'm a loser. That makes me mad.
No points awarded.
She loses a point for that.
No, she should.
I'll take a minus for that. That's deserved.
I didn't ring in.
Oh.
Here we go. On to number three. Mahoney for the win.
That is Coldplay and The Scientist.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Audrey, if you only would have remembered Shay Trampoline.
I'm so mad. I know. Wait, is there one more?
No. He got two. You have none. There's no way for you to even tie.
Should we play that last
one? Just do the last one.
The last one is pretty good. So, Audrey, if you forget this one,
just for my
quit.
Own redemption, my own personal redemption, because I'm so upset.
Works.
Okay. Oh, Audrey, yeah.
Yeah.
so spicy. All right, good.
The 1975 chocolate.
There you go.
You're so disappointed.
You still lose.
You still lose.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
HBO Max is getting a Suicide Squad spinoff, and it's starring John Cena, and nothing about that sounds appealing to me at all.
Why would you cast John Cena in such a high-profile role when you can't see him?
You can't see him anywhere. How are we supposed to be able to watch him act and perform?
Do you guys like John Cena as an actor?
He's okay.
He's just very okay.
I like John Cena as a wrestling performer. I like John Cena as a Make-A-Wish Foundation, the face of it. He's done more Make-A-Wish Foundation things than anybody.
Like a bit player in some comedies kind of works for John Cena, in my opinion.
I think he's trying to be The Rock. I mean, we can disagree with that, right? Like, he's trying to go and be the shadow of The Rock, essentially, going into the acting world.
I think John Cena, like, as somebody who watched the Bella Twins reality show, whatever it was called, I forget what it's called now.
The Bella Twins reality show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was such a weirdo in his personal life with Nikki.
Was he? See, I didn't watch any of that.
Oh, God. Like, just bizarre. Like, so I don't know. Like, I like everything that he does, his public-facing stuff, but, like, he made her, like, sign an NDA, you know, like, wouldn't get married for years and years and years. He just seems very, very weird, but I think he's going to be a pretty good... I think nobody looks more like the Peacemaker, who he's playing from the Suicide Squad, than John Cena. I mean, he has that chiseled jaw, and the Peacemaker's kind of like... dumb Captain America.
Which John Cena is actually very good as a dumb Captain America.
I mean, he's a very smart guy, but like if you think about dumb Captain America, who's the first person that comes to mind? John Cena.
Yeah.
Good casting.
So release dates have been pushed back for Black Widow, West Side Story, and Eternals. It's not a big surprise, man. This is just, you know, just kind of sign of the times, but Black Widow, which a lot of people have been anticipating, that's not going to open until May 7th of 2021. Whoa. Now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we are a year behind on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, I would like to see these come to, you know, streaming services, but there's no way Disney and Marvel are going to push out something that's, you know, going to make $2 billion worldwide.
See, that's what I was wondering. I think we had a story kind of like this last week. Do you think that the instant to stream but pay $30 for it, we all thought it was going to be the new norm. Is it actually making them enough money to where it even makes sense for them to do that in the future?
I think the sense of urgency on seeing a movie is really important there. And the reason why Trolls work so well is because all of the kids went nuts for Trolls.
Okay, yeah.
And so if me as a dad... You know, my daughters were super excited about the new Trolls, and so the second that we could get it, we got it.
Right.
But for most movies, I'm kind of like, eh, like whatever.
It just depends on what it is. If it feels like it's something awesome, I'm certainly going to spend the $30 on for my wife and I on a Friday night.
When has there been something really awesome as far as movie releases?
I thought Onward was really great. I bought that as soon as it came out. Same. Bill and Ted's that just came out.
You're the one that bought that, huh?
Dave, it's like 80% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it really? 80% fresh? So a lot of these movies are being pushed back. I did not know that Steven Spielberg is doing the West Side Story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I didn't know
that.
No, yeah, I had no idea.
Huh.
I mean, if anyone's going to do it, right?
It'd be him.
And finally, Mariah Carey is opening up about her love life, even though no one asked her to.
Which one?
She admits that she had an affair with Derek Jeter many years ago, and that was the catalyst to help her break free from her troubled first marriage. I like how they spin this. Like, she met Derek Jeter.
She was married to Tommy Mottola.
She was married to Tommy Mottola at the time.
Who was like 1,000 years old, and Derek Jeter's a handsome, athletic, probably the most famous baseball player.
But
at the time.
I like how it's like you get banged by Derek Jeter is the catalyst to help you break free from a troubled first marriage.
I believe that.
No, I know. But like you spin it like that. You're like, you were just
say you cheated
some other
and
guy.
It was something that I don't like it whenever she's like, from your, okay, Troubled first marriage makes it sound like she was like a victim of some sorts. Like if you didn't, if you were an unhappy marriage, say that we were unhappy together, and then go from there.
She was so young, and he was so old. And
he was the
power. He was one of the most powerful people in the music world, and she was trying to make a career. That's problematic to me.
Absolutely.
So like her saying that, like hooking up with Derek Jeter broke her free. I believe it. Like I'm not a Mariah Carey fan, except for that Christmas song. I like that song, but
she did reveal that the roof and my all was all about Derek Jeter. But she also, and you guys tell me if you believe this, in a Cosmopolitan interview that she did last year, said that she's only been with five men. So, Tommy Mottola.
Derek Jeter.
Nick Cannon.
Eminem.
Is she saying Eminem? No, but she's saying that she never had sex with Eminem.
Let's go James Packer, her fiancé. And so there's one more out there.
So it's got to be Eminem.
Let's say it's Eminem. But no, so she was a virgin before she married Tommy Mottola. You believe that?
Sure. I 100% do.
I mean, I know that he was much, much older than her, but she wasn't that young.
18.
Was she really?
Yes, man. It was gross. Like, good for Mariah Carey coming out and speaking out. Like, again, not a fan of hers, but
she in herself is just so problematic.
Yeah.
That it's just so hard just to want to be
also,
her cheerleader. But yeah.
You know, how many people she's been with?
Why does she have to put that out there? I don't care.
Maybe she's bragging. Maybe she's like, I've only been with five people.
I hope that it's been five minus Eminem, so she continues this facade of like, nope.
Eminem.
We were together for 2 years, but he never laid a hand on me.
Eminem would not have written Bagpipes Over Baghdad or Bagpipes for Baghdad if he did not.
Did you just blend a Eminem and Outkast song?
Well, they're very similar. They both mention Baghdad and they start with B's.
Yeah.
Bombs, bagpipes, you know. They both
banging Mariah Carey.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So you're probably thinking, you know what I need? As we round out another week here, I need some advice from people on the internet that I don't know, that have no business offering anyone advice because their lives sometimes in a bit of disarray themselves.
Dave.
That doesn't matter. That's not going to stop them. They have an Instagram page.
No, Dave. We all can use a pickup every now and then. And luckily, people like this exist because not all of us have the money to pay a personal motivation coach to get us up and at them every day. But I can log into Instagram. I can scroll through my feed. I can come across one of these gyms and be motivated for the rest of my life.
And these aren't just people that work for gyms. These are sometimes just random people who just want to fire you up with their inspirational words. Sometimes they even rhyme.
That's the best part, honestly.
Yeah, so there is and I'm sure that we all have the friend or maybe multiple friends that have just decided to become motivational speakers on Instagram. Why are you smiling, Audrey? You got that friend?
I feel like I am that friend.
Oh, are you? You're not.
Okay.
These are wise words from the web because, you know, you need this.
You know, I'm not so sure it's wise you're trying to do this.
Get up, get out, and get to it, man. Nobody gonna give you Nobody gonna knock on your door. Yo, here go $1,000. Nobody gonna knock on your door. Here go $500. Nobody gonna knock on your door. Here go $50. Stop waiting for handouts. Nobody gonna give you Get up, get out, and get it, man. A lot of y'all waiting for handouts, man. Oh, that's my man. That, man.
We are always waiting for that motivation to strike us, for everything to be just right and to feel so good that we're gonna just go for it and reach for our dreams. But the reality is, success is doing the things that we're supposed to do to reach our goals long after motivation has left us. So you have to find a way to push through even when motivation isn't there.
Your worst enemy. It's not the government, it's not your family, it's not your partner, it's not some evil entity out there that's holding you back. Your worst enemy is you. If you just got out of your way for 5 minutes, you could experience some positive feelings, some success, and some forward momentum. But you get in your head with negative self-talk. I'm not good enough. People are better than me. Some people are born with special abilities. I'm not one of those people. This is bullshit. You are your own worst enemy. Get out of your way, start taking action, and start being kind to yourself.
Listen to this attentively. If you focus on what you have lost, you might lose everything. Something there, Timmy. We don't judge how you fall. will judge how you stand up, fighting against the challenges, how you focus, how you concentrate. Some PhD, some abantu bazothini, I can't, get out of your butcher's room. Some power, dad.
It doesn't get any better than that, I don't think.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So when the vaccine first comes out for COVID-19, are you guys going to take it instantly?
Yep.
Yeah, right away?
Day one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. For sure.
Well, if we can get it day one, which probably won't happen. But yeah, no.
It's probably going to be older people possible. First,
I get,
you think?
I get the flu shot. As soon as I can, every year, you know, I'm not afraid of vaccines. I'm not afraid of science. So, yeah, sign me up. If the FDA approves it, I'm in.
So Johnson & Johnson announced this week that it has begun the third and final phase of clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine. Late-stage trial will include 60,000 adult volunteers in 215 locations worldwide. And they say the vaccine may especially be useful in controlling the pandemic if shown to be protective after a single dose. That's the big thing. So we're committed to a clinical trial, transparency, and sharing information related to our study, including details of our study protocol. So they're saying we want this to be totally above board, everyone to know what's going on, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
So good for you, Johnson & Johnson. Jam the gas. There's a number of these that are in these final stages right now of the trials, and the more the merrier. The fact that the world has, in many ways, I mean, despite all of the division and everything that goes on day to day, has unified and has worked towards this vaccine collectively together, and everyone's sort of cheering for each other to get it done. That's encouraging.
Yep.
Forever thankful for people who have smarter minds than mine.
Except for you, Rusher. We know you're lying about having the vaccine. You're the worst.
Yeah,
please don't poison me. California looks to ban new gas-powered cars by 2035.
That's not that far away.
Yeah, I mean, you think
15 years?
15 years ago is 2005, that long ago?
I think that's attainable. For sure.
You think so?
I do, because, well, there's a difference. It's saying ban new gas-powered cars by then. You can't just...
It will not prevent people in California, of course, from owning gas-powered cars or even selling them used on the market or anything like that. It's just not new, brand-new Fords that are, you know...
I think 15 years is actually kind of far. I would like to see this, you know, 10 years down the road. You know, I feel like that...
Probably one of the most iconic images of Los Angeles is the skyline with just all the smog over it, right? And so I think probably most people are down for the idea. If we can get electric vehicles that are cheap and effective and charging them is easy, why not?
But can we also...
I'm not married to gas cars.
Nope. I just want whatever works and doesn't get hacked.
Yeah, the Tesla hack, not great.
That's what I'm here for. You know, cheaper ways, more efficient, and more reliable cars. That's what we all want. I think there's nobody who's like, yeah, you know what? I want to pay more money for a car. I want to spend more money on whatever fuel source that is that's powering it, and I want it to ruin the environment. That doesn't.
And also enrich the Middle East, who has been categorically awful to human rights. Since the dawn of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
For women.
Definitely. For
still,
women.
Today, in many gays. Countries.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Talk about a badass. A pregnant woman pulled her husband to safety from a shark attack. So I saw the picture of this couple. Young, good-looking couple. She's 29 years old, but she's small, right? It's not like she's from Game of Thrones or something. Where
she's not Brianna of Tarth.
She is not. Her husband were out on a private boat. With her family, he slipped into the water shark latched onto his shoulder, and that's when Mama Bear, the instinct kicked in, only she's not Mama Bear yet. She's pregnant right now.
What'd she do? She drop in with a Macho Man elbow?
Without hesitation, dove into the water, yanked her husband from the shark's mouth, and pulled him to safety, according to the sheriff's report.
Hell yeah, girl.
The other boaters in the area told deputies they'd seen a bull shark in the area that morning that they estimated to be about 9 feet long.
Jeez.
And
so not like a little bitch-ass shark. This is a full-blown 9-footer.
Are bull sharks also known to be aggressive or not? I mean, a shark is a shark, but
Yeah, so they certainly can be. In the Keys, there's only been 17 unprovoked shark bites since 1882. Now, this didn't happen there, though. This is in the northern part of Florida, like the Daytona area.
Yeah.
They call it the shark bite capital of the world because there has been 312 compared to the 17 just a little south in Florida.
Yeah, well, they come closer to the shore.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go swimming in the shark capital of the
world.
Well,
that's where they go. That's where sharks go, Daytona, for spring break.
It's always
they
had
too
what
much to drink.
Yeah, let's go bathing, Bieber.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's weird how you can tell what kind of crisis a middle-aged person is going through just by the way that they're dressed. You know the guy with the bedazzled jeans and Oakleys is going through something, but then you have guys like Mahoney who clearly just don't have a care in the world.
Message deleted.
Would you consider your Tommy Bahama attire that you wear every single day a midlife crisis?
No, I mean, I've already gone through, I went through my midlife crisis in my 20s.
I'm going through it. Oh, I feel that so hard. I'm going through an early crisis.
No, I mean, I feel like I got all of, like, you know, we worked in radio for a long time. We did a lot of stupid things, and, you know, you made bad decisions, and you sow a lot of oats, and you do, you know, you do some stuff that you...
Was that like a humble brag that he used to get laid a lot? It's kind of what it sounded like, didn't it?
I ate a lot of
story there, man.
Spent a lot of time eating food. No, I feel like I like the slower life. Like, I've even looked into, you know, I know this may sound weird, but like I'm looking for like when we can start like vacationing again. I'm looking for like I want to go to a place that is just kind of secluded and
of course, yeah,
just quiet.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Sounds
I don't
great.
Want. I mean, I do want one of those new Corvettes, but realistically, mm-hmm. I really am not gonna buy one
those
because
things look sweet.
I don't have an extra $50,000+ laying around.
Mahoney's gonna be more like a Kanye. He's just gonna buy a farm somewhere in Idaho, just maybe that, camp out, you, and then just influence
bad.
Everyone from there.
And then he's gonna come back to society and be having another midlife crisis, but he'll be wearing Yeezys the whole time.
No, I'm a Jordan guy for life. I will never. If I'm buying dumb, expensive sneakers, it's Jordan 13s. Those are my my high school Jordans.
Mm-hmm. Which we never see him wear, by the way.
Never.
I always
see
the
Is he still wearing
the
slides today?
Of course he is.
Yeah, of course he is. Has he trimmed his toenails finally?
I'm not looking.
Look, please.
No,
please.
I'm not.
I need you to.
Take a bath.
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to embarrass him on the front. Like, Mahoney, say whether or not you have.
Nah, man. I tried to bend over.
How long are them toenails?
Not that long.
I mean, it would hurt to get pinched with. I'm sorry
to
your wife.
Would, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, just finished watching The Social Dilemma. Thanks for the recommendation. I legit just deleted my Instagram and Facebook. Gotta rethink my life now. Another existential crisis. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Message deleted.
I'm telling you, man, you watch The Social Dilemma, and it really changes the way that you think about how addicted you are to those apps.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the other side, how nefarious those companies are at trying to keep you notoriously addicted to them. I mean, for real, like last night, because I watched it, you know, two nights ago, and I set the phone down, like for dinner, like across the room, and the wife did the same thing and everything else. And I like sat there after dinner, I just like instinctively picked up my phone, flipped it open, and I just auto start going to that little cluster of apps that I have. I'm like, what am I doing?
And you are so much more conscious about it, but I don't know if you feel like me after watching it, that I'm conscious about it, but I can't stop.
I know. You realize
like
how addicted you
so
are.
There.
It's real.
It really is. I need an intervention.
Yeah.
Go to rehab.
I mean, do they have social media rehab?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I really think they do. And you think about how difficult it is. Like, one of the scenes in Social Dilemma was one of the kids offering to give up his phone for a week and only made it, you know, 3 days or whatever it is. But imagine how different your life would be if you didn't have that, as Copper just said, that virtual crack.
Just delete all the social media apps off and you'll be fine.
So, after watching it, though, my husband deletes his during the week. Like, he deletes them off of his phone because if you don't have the notification, if you don't have the temptation there, it's just one more step.
He deletes them during the week and then reloads them on the weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so that he doesn't get the notice. And that way, he's...
I have all the notifications turned off. I don't get any.
See, but even if you have that... So think about it. If you have that one extra step, like the whole re-downloading, are you really going to re-download it
Fair.
On a Monday,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just one more step to have to... Or a hurdle to jump through.
But the Social Dilemma is a must-watch. Mm-hmm. That movie really changes the way you think about how you act in your own environment on your own phone and the fact that they're tracking everything you do.
Yeah, but I feel like I haven't watched it yet, and I'm probably not going to just because.
You should, Mahoney.
I know, but I feel like we knew all this already.
Exactly, yeah.
But you know
this stuff, but then when you hear
like
it from the...
It's like the Patriot Act, like when Edward Snowden came out and was like, yeah, they're tracking everything you do. And we're like, yeah, man, I knew the FBI was listening.
It's different when it's
already.
The people that actually developed it.
Telling you what's up. Mahoney, you listen to historical podcasts. You already know the premise of what's going on in our history.
He's like,
you
what?
Continue to listen and,
learn. What?
Yeah, the reason
they stabbed Caesar!
Ah! Too brute. No, the reason I listened to it, because the guy who narrates it is the most boring voice on the planet, and I fall asleep instantly in 5 minutes.
Oh, so you don't learn? You don't learn.
I also learn.
Like one of those Omaze experiences where he just laid in bed next to you and talked you to sleep, would that be like on your bucket list of things that you want?
No, I don't need an extra person in my bed. my wife is already, I love her, but every night she's like kicking me and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, turn over, you're snoring. I'm like, put in your earbuds,
et
man.
Et tu, Brute. Yeah. Et tu.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, hope you're having a good day so far. So if you were stuck on a stranded island, how long do you think you would survive?
A stranded
Message
island?
Deleted.
What's that? Is it an island that has been abandoned by the rest of the archipelago, whatever those, you know what I'm talking about? Archipelago.
Oh, I can see the word, and whenever I read it, I just go...
Arcangelo.
Arcangelo? What are you trying to say?
Arcangelo.
It's an Arcangelo.
Arcangelo?
But it's a story of Moses that most people don't get.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So 2020 has been a strange year for a lot of people, and there's been a lot of things that we've had to deal with as an industry. The radio industry that we're in, the music business has had a lot to deal with, but nothing may be harder than what happened yesterday. We get a, and this is hard to even talk about, we get a tweet from Smash Mouth.
Oh.
Steve Harwell and Smash Mouth?
That's right.
The one and only?
And he tweeted directly at one of our sister radio stations in the Bay Area. They're called Alt 105.3.
It's so hard.
He said, yo, Alt 105.3 radio, can you stop talking over our effing songs? This isn't 80s AM radio. You're disrespecting the artists. Do you think they want to hear your stupid voices as their intros? That's one of the reasons All Star, in all caps, starts off with vocals. Let's go. Hashtag Bay Area Unite.
So, Dave.
So, again, if you had Smash Mouth goes full heel in 2020, kills a whole bunch of people at Sturgis, and then starts talking trash to radio stations for talking over the intro of their song, which is a very common practice. But for some reason, Steve Harwell is just waking up to this.
Quite literally our job.
Razor just said he sounds quite a bit like a Karen, that he does. It's been a tough year, and now it just got tougher.
If he had enough hair, he would have that haircut.
I mean, look, so it's like, let's, for example, say you start playing Walking on the Sun here. And like, it's very normal. It's got a little countdown, and there's 15 seconds. You talk up it, and you go, all right, so thanks so much for listening to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Here's Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun. Hope you all are having a great day. And then all of a sudden, it is disrespectful if you just talk over the lyrics.
So disrespectful to continuously talk over a song. How in the world do people even do this?
And you would never do that with an artist you respect.
No, yeah, never.
This is the biggest faux pas in the radio world, is to talk past what they call the post.
Right.
The post is where the vocals come in.
Yes.
And you would never do this. And 99.99% of the DJs do not do this ever.
Well, and especially not with good songs.
Well-respected artists, you never talk over the lyrics of any song.
You never talk over the lyrics. And especially, probably the most disrespectful thing that you could do as a radio host is not just talk over the song, but actually play audio of when Smash Mouth was mad because people were throwing bread at them while they were on stage at a live concert. And it's not like we had that audio queued up, but if we did, it would be super disrespectful to play that.
You throw one more piece on stage, I'm going to come find your I'm going to beat your whoever the you are out there, okay? You want to be a bad come up here. Come on. Walk your bad up here. Come on. Come on stage. Come on stage, bad come on. Come on stage. You bring your on stage. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to beat my back.
You know, know, thankfully, we're not that show, though.
No. We would never disrespect a great band like Smash Mouth that's been one of the staples of alternative radio for decades.
I mean, I don't know why people would even think about getting rowdy with Smash Mouth at a bread festival, either.
Who throws a loaf of bread at Smash Mouth?
Who threw a French loaf at me? Who was that? So, thanks for the fodder, Smash Mouth. You suck. 2020 has brought us a lot of bad things, but you outing yourselves as being the king douches
Karens.
That are going to go play at Sturgis, kill a bunch of people, and then act like a Karen on Twitter. Thank you for revealing your true selves.
Boo these dudes.
Boo, boo you forever.
Stephen Mahoney, that was the 2-Minute Promise. We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Now, back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So here's a question that we have for you today, and you can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY, also on social media at Dave Mahoney. What would you be willing to give up? And it helps, obviously, if this is something that you actually enjoy. Maybe it's something you enjoy doing, some sort of food or beverage. What would you be willing to sacrifice just so everything could go back to the way that it was? Our boy Jeremy in San Diego said Mahoney's left nuts, so that was nice. He offered that.
That was
nice. Melissa over on Facebook said, I'd give up tacos. I'm that desperate for the change.
Oh, wow.
Because I love tacos.
I mean, would you give up tacos? That's
do you trust
pretty...
somebody who doesn't love tacos?
I don't know.
I feel like that is, if you do not love tacos, we cannot be friends.
Agreed.
Does the whole overdoing it with how much people love tacos, has that gotten kind of old to anyone else? Or is that
no, because it's fair. It's a fair thing to be obsessed with.
I don't know.
I love good
food. Exhausting. It's like when the really hot chicks on Instagram are like, I'm just dreaming of pizza and tacos, but here I am with zero body fat looking out over
them,
a pool.
You creep.
I'm not following them. They just show up in my feed.
Oh, sure.
My recommended feed.
You know what shows up in my feed?
Tacos.
Dogs, tacos, and bourbon.
Andy said beer, although I've discovered some pretty good beer thanks to the Beer for Breakfast, the original Beer for Breakfast segment. I could go without it for some time. Would you give up beer, Mahoney, for everything to go back to
I would give up anything besides a loved one for it to go back to normal. I mean, like, legitimately, really? Like, if we could make that deal with, a genie or some other person who can grant wishes in a heartbeat, man. Like, I feel like for the good of society, for the good of the world, yeah, man.
See, I don't know if
not
I could give up...
Not a thumb, though. I would not give up a thumb.
I don't
a
know
thumb?
If I could give up this one. Came through on our...
Because then I'm just going to be a big-ass monkey. And I'm already pretty damn close.
Wait, no, monkeys have thumbs?
No, I know. Well, but like less.
Let's just say Mahoney needs his thumbs, okay? Don't ask why. He just really needs his thumb.
I want to be able to open a door.
So tight.
You got one over there?
Yeah, I do. Up on our socials, I don't know if I could get rid of this one. At David Mahoney, wearing yoga pants.
Oh.
I mean, think about like Mahoney. Could you give up Tommy Bahamas? Could you give up your slides, Dave? Could you give up your black t-shirts?
Never.
And could you give up your cardigans?
Don't make me wear colors.
Is there anything in women's fashion that has been more awesome than yoga pants?
I'm waiting for the dude equivalent of yoga pants because my wife wears yoga pants every single day. Tracksuits are the
joggers.
They got ruined. Tracksuits got ruined by old Russian mobsters.
What? Why do you hate old Russian mobsters?
I don't hate old Russian mobsters. That was just the look.
It's a good look.
It's a good look, but they took it. That's their look.
How do you get it back? You take it back. If you get a bunch of younger, good-looking people wearing tracksuits, then they'll associate that with them.
You say joggers. Joggers only look good on
skin dudes. Skinny
dudes. Like fit dudes.
Yeah. Like they look good on your husband because he's got like 0% body fat.
Yeah, on your husband because he's in great shape and he's probably got a big old and that's what, you know, makes joggers look good.
Yeah, not those joggers just make me look like a fat gray hot dog.
What are we calling them? What are we calling them right now? Joggers?
Joggers? What
are joggers?
No. They're Greek.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
What would you be willing to give up for everything just to go back to normal? Obviously, the world is in a pretty tense point right now, so you can figure out at what point back to normal is, whatever that means to you. But obviously, you know, before the pandemic is what the most forefront thing is. Anna said wine or naps, and as a mom of 3-year-old twins, I'm willing to sacrifice one of my lifelines for the team, but not both. Wine or naps.
I mean, but any amount, like a mother of 2 young children.
Twins at 3 years
naps,
old. Is that naps for you or naps for them and you? Because, yeesh.
Probably everybody.
This one came through from Dave_Billabong80. Is that your Is that you catfishing?
That is not me catfishing.
You're not a Billabong fan? Okay, well, this one came through, and I don't know if I could do this either. College football. They would give up football.
Well, as it turns out, a lot of people have had to give that up as a result of the pandemic.
But not intentionally, right?
No, not on purpose. Paul said booze. Sarah said caffeine and booze. And another Sarah said pumpkin coffee.
That's Sissy. Sissy in the chat. She said she would give up pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin spice lattes, yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's like really hard. I don't know if I could be able to do that. Or if I would be able
Mahoney,
to do that.
You said that you'd be willing to give up drinking.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Juan said give up drinking. Ian, what about you? Would you be able to give up drinking?
Drinking? Hell no. No.
What about smoking?
I wouldn't give up any of that. No.
Nothing? No.
I wouldn't eat meat, actually. I would give up meat
for things to go
back to normal.
Yeah.
I'd just be fine with spaghetti and mozzarella sticks the rest of my life.
Yeah. Spaghetti is so good.
Man, we got some mozzarella sticks last week and we were kind of drunk.
They were the best mozzarella sticks I've ever had.
Those people were like, bring in another basket of them mozzarella sticks. Oh, damn, those things are good.
You need meat when you got mozzarella. It's all good.
I mean, I feel like mozzarella sticks in spaghetti would be kind of a game changer. It'd be like a lasagna style feel to it, you know? Because you got the mozzarella, you've got all the breading, all that. I think that would be great.
Spaghetti, mozzarella, just a layer of mozzarella sticks on top.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like I could give up. I mean, I feel like I could give up. I love drinking. I have 150 bottles of bourbon at my house. We've been doing a craft beer segment for, 12 years. I would give up drinking.
I was going to say, it would have to be something monumental to make us go back to it from all of the chaos that has been 2020.
It's easier now because I would say it's easier now for me to do that because my partner doesn't drink. My wife doesn't drink.
Right.
So yeah. I think it would be much harder if that was not the case.
As opposed to like 26-year-old Mahoney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 39-year-old Mahoney is tired and wants a nap.
Ben said, Red Bull. It's tough because I have one every morning, but it would be worth it to bring back normalcy. Like, if you're addicted to something like that, do you remember how cranky our engineer Tracy was whenever he was unable to start filling up his... Because he had these giant, like, 80-ounce... He's going to get mad at me if I underestimate it.
It's
83 ounces. Whatever.
Oh,
big-ass cup. But they're the sort of thing that you take into the gas station, and then you'd fill it up with 80 ounces of diet soda or whatever it is that he gets. And he would drink that throughout the day. But now because of COVID, he's unable to do that. So he's been unable to have his 80 ounces of cola a day.
Oh, gosh. That just sends me into a diabetic shock just thinking about it.
And he won't go to another. Like, he is so particular about his diet cola.
Ugh.
Is because the gas station formula is different than the can or the 2-liter formula. So he only likes the stuff that's out of the syrup in the box because it's a special mix.
Oh, it is for sure. There's nothing that compares to like a draft or what is it called? Spigot. What is that?
A spout?
Spout.
I'll take a can draft soda over a spout soda any day.
No.
Hierarchy. The bottled Coke, the can Coke, the plastic bottle
You're talking
Coke.
Mexican Coke.
Yeah, the glass bottle.
But made in Mexico with the real sugar.
Right.
Yeah, not the bootleg ones they sell
preferably
other places.
Preferably.
And then 2-liter, I feel like, is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Did you see this one in chat from Cricket?
No, what is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm actually about to die over this one. He said, can I give up a family member? My mother can go.
Oh my God.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So what's something that you really like that you'd be willing to give up just for everything to go back to normal? Over on Instagram, Greenlick said beer. And we've heard a number of people say that.
Yeah.
No one has said weed yet, but Kyle just came in with that he'd be willing to give up porn. Could you do that?
Yeah, I mean, just for the good of the people.
Ian,
you know?
You're over there shaking your head. Could not do it?
Or, no. I need my girls.
Single or are we in our current relationships?
Let's say single. Make it as difficult as possible. This has to be a sacrifice.
Does the Sears catalog count?
Okay, so seriously, not to get too graphic here, but when's the last time that you took care of business with no aid at all? There are no magazines, no video.
Do people yesterday, still imagination.
Use
mag-
really?
Use your imagination?
No, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell us in a PG-ish way about what you were thinking about?
I was thinking about me and my girlfriend. Tried something new the other night.
You were such a liar.
Tried something new the other night.
Tried something new the other night,
and I'm still in awe, and I'm proud of us.
So,
such a liar.
So how did it come about yesterday where you, and no pun intended, How did it go yesterday? Where you just
I was gonna look up what we were doing, what we tried, and I'm like, wait, what? Why should I look up other people doing this when I already clearly have the memory in my head? So I just did it myself.
See,
DIY.
For me, I just put on Willy Wonka's Pure Imagination and, and believe.
I am so stumped. Because you're pretty open sexually, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both you and your girlfriend. I'm trying to imagine what you possibly could have tried.
Oh, it
that
was
is
weird.
New.
Oh, it was weird. But it was weird. Fun. It was almost like scary to me. Like that kind of thing where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this.
Pirates or something?
No, been there,
like,
done that. Don't worry, man.
Did it involve anything being strapped on?
Yeah. Yeah.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
So nothing that's being said here dirty whatsoever, but some strategically placed bleeps will make it kind of difficult to avoid getting distracted. Mahoney and Audrey, you guys up against each other again. Feel free to play along if you're listening along, of course. 833-YO-DUMMY, call or text there. And for everyone that's watching along at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney in the chat, Facebook as well, would love to have you join in. But first one is Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And you'll ring in by saying your name. You're trying to figure out what he has a new love for. So I'll play you the audio clip here and then give you a multiple choice of what it could be. He's saying he has a new love for this.
I have just a new and increased love of and I have that put me in a lot better headspace. And there's just a lot of things that have over the last few months that have really been enjoyable.
So what does he have a new love for? A, football. B, life. Or C, his family.
Audrey.
Audrey?
I'm going to say he has a newfound love and passion for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he hates his family, right?
Yeah, he hates
remember
his family.
Remember that douchebag brother,
his Jordan? Brother. Well, his brother.
He really does hate his family.
He was on The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whichever one it was. But
oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He actually did, I think, fairly well.
I think
on
he
that.
Won,
did
he?
Did he win?
Or the runner-up?
He was a runner-up, and then he went on to be The Bachelor. Whatever.
Something.
I can't keep up. But he's That's also an analyst for SEC Network now or one of the college.
Is he Marty?
Is he Marty?
You know who I'm talking about, Marty?
Marty.
He's always in the, he's like, what are you doing here, Marty?
Oh, no. But no, yeah, Aaron Rodgers and his family do not get along at all. And one of the reasons it was supposedly was Olivia Munn. Like during that time that he was dating her, like he went all Hollywood and his family was like, what are you doing, man?
Because Olivia Munn's super hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And simping for Olivia.
She is a freak.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, but you ain't Olivia Munn. All right, number two, Audrey, you can win it right here. This is a viral song, and you're trying to figure out what this viral song is about.
Okay. There are many different kinds of but this one is my favorite. While it's not the prettiest, it surely is the bravest. It out of my face, I while I'm sleeping. Every girl's guilty pleasure. It's so simple, fast, and easy. Fluffy. Ooh, like a mushroom on a mountain. Fluffy.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It is a viral song that is about what? A, floppy buns. B, floppy butts. C, floppy ears.
Audrey.
Oh, I think I think it was Mahoney.
Only heard Mahoney first.
Okay, Mahoney.
Yep. I'm going to go floppy buns.
Floppy buns is... correct.
That's, wow.
Yes.
All right, Mahoney.
Is that what you would have guessed,
Audrey? Not think floppy ears. Well, because a mushroom on a mountain doesn't look like a floppy ear.
We're talking about the hair buns, not bun buns,
yes,
like
hair
booty
buns.
Buns.
Yeah, hair buns, floppy buns.
Yeah.
They do come in all shapes and
I
sizes.
Like my version better, though.
Yeah.
And finally, it's all tied up. Third and final one right here. Whoever gets this wins.
Please prepare yourselves.
This is Hugh Jackman and Elmo, and you're trying to figure out what they are saying.
Oh, no.
Hugh Jackman and Elmo. Of course, you had to take this.
What word? Hi, I'm Hugh.
And Elmo's Elmo.
Yes, and we're here to tell you about a very important word.
Yeah.
Now, I know is a pretty big word, but it's lots of fun to say, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like this.
Come on, say it with us.
Yeah. That was good.
Oh,
why?
They're close friends.
Wait, can we listen to it one more time?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Really?
Hi, I'm Hugh.
And Elmo's Elmo.
Yes, and we're here to tell you about a very important word.
Yeah.
Now, I know is a pretty big word, but it's lots of fun to say, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like this.
Come on, say it with us.
Yeah. That was good.
Okay.
All right.
Jeez Louise.
Is it A, concentrate, B, constitution. C, colonization.
Audrey.
Audrey for the win.
It's concentrate.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank God. She's flexing on you, bro.
She can flex all me all she wants. I don't care.
Woo!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Okay, Ian, you are a proud cat owner. Audrey, you love your dogs more than anything in this world.
I do.
40% of people say they would give up their dog for a month to keep their smartphone.
Those are monsters.
We just talked about how addicted you are to social media after watching The Social Dilemma. It kind of opens your eyes to it. You have to give up your phone for an entire month. You would do that.
I would never substitute my dog for my phone ever. No. But the companionship. Okay, so while I'm on my phone scrolling, my dog is there with me.
What if it was just one of your dogs?
No. No way.
Really? Okay.
No way.
Okay, good, good. That gives me hope. Ian?
Very much like Audrey, I could never give up my cats, but I almost feel bad because cats are a lot less active than dogs mm-hmm. and a lot less affectionate. But yep. Like, if I don't have my cats around, I'm not the same guy. Like, I can definitely go without a phone for a month. I got no problem dropping off the grid.
What type of guy do you become when your cats aren't around?
Very empty, hopeless, just a sad sack of a person.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Your people.
Yeah,
72% of those surveyed say that they'd rather be separated from alcohol than their phone for a month. So if you had to choose between booze and your phone,
phone over booze all day long.
64% say they'd give up coffee for a month to keep their phone.
Yes.
No, couldn't.
Yeah,
it's my lifeline. I started drinking decaf because I even just like the taste of coffee so much. So no way.
I love coffee, but giving up the phone for a month, if I had to choose between coffee and the phone, I'd give up coffee.
Because I can wake up and start my day probably a lot healthier. And a lot more like mentally stable and sound with coffee my phone. You know, I feel like I would be a lot happier.
I just couldn't.
Be tough.
We trying to navigate anywhere, find anything. That's where the real rub would come in for me.
You still get your laptop.
It's not
though,
so much
right?
The social media aspect. It's the directions aspect.
So there's been a lot of people over the last couple of years, even that have been talking about all these brain boosting supplements.
I've been seeing a lot of them, actually, and I'm kind of getting suckered in. Are you telling me I've been bamboozled?
Yeah, so...
Prevagen, jellyfish?
No, I'm talking about, like, the alpha brain, the stuff like Joe Rogan's always talking. He's like, if you take this, it's going to make you so intelligent.
Well, because it's going to remove, like, the brain fog is essentially what you're trying to get rid of, right? Which is just what water does.
Yeah, but a new study just revealed that brain-boosting supplements may contain a whole bunch of unapproved drugs because the FDA doesn't really regulate supplements like they do pharmaceuticals.
Oh my gosh.
And because of that, there might be a whole bunch of stuff in there that it's actually really terrible for you. So, and also, if you think that I'm kind of an idiot now, but if I just take this brain booster, I'm going to be winning a Nobel Prize next year.
Listen,
odds are probably not.
I wanted an alternative to Adderall, okay? Like, I didn't want to go in and be like, hello, my brain's not quite clicking like I thought it should.
The alternative to Adderall is meth.
or coke.
Yeah.
Like, it's an amphetamine.
Yeah. It's in the upper. I guess I'll just go get more coffee.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I'm skeptical about, I don't know. Some people like live and die by like their supplements, but I'm just not like, I take a daily multivitamin, which is probably not doing anything, but
no,
I bought a thing at Costco for like 2 years worth for like $7. So I was like, yeah, I might as well.
Yeah, because you don't eat greens. You don't eat, like, lettuce, so it's good. You're getting
onions.
The vitamins that you're lacking in your in the vegetable
that's
intake
the one
that
vegetable,
you're not intaking.
That's the one vegetable I eat. I eat onions.
And you eat them raw.
Oh, purple onions raw?
You're like a Shrek.
What's
you're
wrong
a walking,
with you?
Talking Shrek.
Oh, I love.
You can't eat eggs or lettuce, but you'll eat a purple onion raw?
Like an apple.
I would eat a tomato like that.
Oh, heck yeah. A little salt.
No. Oh, yeah.
No, I was eating...
cottage cheese. Boop, boop.
Yeah, just throw a ball of mozzarella in my mouth.
Oh, my. A little balsamic. A little drizzle. Yeah. Little basil leaf.
You could put like a bowl of that together and
oh,
just, I'd eat it like cereal.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
So good.
Little Ritz cracker? No. Triscuit.
Triscuits. Mm.
Nobody likes Triscuits. Oh,
everyone.
Dry-ass cracker.
You take it back. You shut your stupid mouth.
Of course.
But the Triscuits rosemary up. Garlic ones?
No. Don't. I don't. It's like the Cheez-Its. I don't need you to reinvent it. It's already perfect.
No, Cheez-Its. The white cheddar Cheez-Its.
No, what are you talking about? The regular Cheez-Its. I don't need your Tabasco Cheez-Its. I don't need your white cheddar.
No, those are good, too.
No, just regular
Tabasco
Cheez-Its
are the best.
Yes.
Of all the Cheez-Its.
No, the original Cheez-Its are the best, which is why they're the original Cheez-Its.
If they were the best, why'd you have to change it?
No, they weren't. It was just a crappy sequel. They're just trying. Nah. That's what they did.
I want them cheddar blasted, like the Goldfish. Get out of here with that nonsense. Double flavor.
Ed said Triscuits. Yeah, Triscuits are legit.
They're fire.
Yeah,
of course.
And you know what Triscuits are also really good for? Hummus dip.
Dave looks like a guy who likes Triscuits.
He definitely does.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's exactly what I just said. You look like a guy who likes Triscuits.
And you look like a guy who eats onions like an apple.
No, nobody thinks I eat any vegetables whatsoever.
Did you say apple?
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right. So 60 really is the new 50. Research has discovered that the functional ability of older people is much better today than it was, say, 3 decades ago. So amongst men and women between the ages of 75 and 80, muscle strength, walking speed, reaction speed, verbal fluency, reasoning, working memory are now significantly better than they were. And a lot of people think that might be because people are just more connected, right? Yeah. Like as you get older and you sometimes, unfortunately, get more isolated, some of those things start to deteriorate, right? But now that people have smartphones, my 100-year-old grandma the other day called me on her iPhone.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with her. But, I mean, you think about, 20 years ago, would that have been possible? Well, I mean, on a regular phone, sure.
Did you FaceTime her?
So she's not great at FaceTime, if we're being honest. She does this thing where she always holds it where I just see the top of her hair.
Oh, but she can see you guys, though. Yeah. That's the important thing. And she can see the
I don't
the
think
girls
so because she's holding it so weird that I think that she just...
She thinks she's just talking.
That's how my 8-month-old nephew holds the phone.
And then when I say something to her, she thinks that she has to hold it up to her ear to hear it, which,
she might have to.
No. I mean, it's fairly loud. FaceTime.
Operator, connect me to Dave.
Well, speaking of being a little bit older but still having it together, there is a woman. Her name is Sarah Lyons, and she is better at bowling than you are, Mahoney. Uh-oh.
Or Ian. Ian's the bowler.
Ooh.
Sorry. Mute. Gesundheit.
There's an actual cough button. You can use it for sneezing as well.
Well, like, we don't want... Why would there be this weird pause? Like, I just want to let people know I'm sneezing.
You got to dry clean that shirt now.
So, Ian, what is your best score ever bowling?
276.
276?
You bowled a 276 once?
276, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. One of my best days of my entire life.
Mine was like a 215 or something like that.
I don't even think I've ever broken 200.
I have.
It was on a
when I get past 100, I'm like, yeah, look at me.
Oh, you're one of those.
116.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean I'm one of those?
All the amateur bowlers, I just want to break 100.
The amateur bowlers? Yeah, are you a pro?
I am a pro bowler. Yeah.
You know what it means to be a professional?
I'm doing just fine.
Have you ever made money bowling?
No, I've never made money.
That means you're not a professional.
Well, but still.
You're just a really cool
hobbyist.
Yeah.
I'll pay you $50 to watch you bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Voyeur. Yeah, let's do it, man.
That's right. I'll watch it.
Mahoney's in a corner.
For some reason,
he wants to be on the other side of a two-way mirror while doing it. You're like, what's happening here? Just fogging it up.
So what about this old lady who bowls?
Yeah, what'd she do?
I forgot about her. just
bowled a score of 300. She is 96. She'll be 97 on November 30th. Just bowled a perfect game of 300 at the Kennedy Lanes in McKees Rock. 96 years old, being able to do anything that's considered an athletic feat is incredible, but a perfect game, good for her, man. She said, I won't give up. I won't give up no matter how old I am. It's how I feel inside. I just have to keep going.
You keep living your best life, lady.
That's right, Sarah Lyons. Rawr.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So Florida men get arrested in a road rage incidents that started with the, are you revving your engine at me? There was a confrontation between two drivers that led to two separate road rage incidents in Florida. According to the cops, a man was driving on September 14th when an 18-year-old pulled up next to him and said, you revving your engine at me? The man told Davis he was not. I'm not. But Davis began following him with his car, and that's when the 21-year-old passenger handed Davis a gun, who then fired two shots at the man before driving away from the scene, which, boy, that escalated quickly. 2 days later, the driver saw Davis and Barnett again, and the man tried to take a picture of the suspect's license plate. That's when Davis realized what he was trying to do. Davis stopped the car as the man tried to drive away. He fired more shots, and one of the rounds actually hit the dude's car. Davis was placed in a custody charge with aggravated assault with a firearm, discharging a firearm from a vehicle and shooting into an occupied vehicle. The other guy was placed into custody a few days later, was charged with aggravated assault and so forth.
Not a crime to shoot into an unoccupied vehicle?
Yeah.
I think that the charge is probably just more significant when there's somebody in the vehicle.
Fair enough. Yeah. That is...
Because one of my dreams is to buy an old Lincoln Continental and take it out of the desert and blow it up.
I want to go straight up Street Fighter 2 on a old Mercedes.
Have you ever tried... I don't think they do them anymore just because liability, but I mean, back in the day, they used to have the car smashes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the demolition derbies.
No, but where all the kids from the high school used to get the sledgehammer and you would donate X number of dollars to whatever cause, beat the hell out of the car.
That's pretty crazy.
That never happened for you?
Yeah, Ian, I'm with you.
Have
never
any
heard
of
this.
Crazy kids ever try to set the car on fire?
Not that I recall. Yeah.
They usually drain the tank.
It was an old vehicle, but you'd get a sledgehammer, and depending on how much you donate, you get to like jump on the hood of the car and like smash down onto the windshield. It's pretty cool.
I feel like that would hurt your wrist. I mean, you've hit something with your hands.
That was the other part of it, is that it really, really hurts.
Yeah, it does.
So, like, going Street Fighter 2 on a vehicle, even with a sledgehammer, I mean, it hurts my hands when I make a solid connection playing softball.
You go for the windows and the soft panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the door.
But your wrist would not fare.
No, it would not.
No. You've already blown your wrist out.
Both those hands would snap right off.
As somebody who's hit a moving car with a golf club, I would not recommend it.
Mahoney used to get into a lot of fights, yeah. I will say that it's worth mentioning that should you have the opportunity to attack a vehicle with a sledgehammer or a baseball bat or a golf club, the window's not always a good choice because windows are actually a lot harder to break. And it'll bounce back at you.
If it's slightly rolled down, then it will break.
Yeah.
But if it is rolled all the way up, it's much tougher. Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever hit something? Because I feel like these videos go viral every once in a while when you go to hit something. Say like those axe throwing
just throwing the axes.
And it comes backwards towards you.
That's why you don't wear open-toed shoes to those places.
Yeah. So the New York City board has just officially banned pooping on subways and buses.
Oh, officially, huh?
Yeah. And also the fine does not seem like nearly enough. The act is prohibited under current rules, which subject any runner to a fine of $100 for creating a nuisance, danger, or unsanitary condition, which includes, but it's not limited to, spitting or urinating. And they've updated it now, so it also specifically adds defecating to the list. But again, a $100 fine does not seem like nearly enough.
That's not going to prevent me.
If
I got to go, if I just had Taco Bell and I'm like on the A train and I've got a while to go before I get home. Yeah. Pooping right on the floor.
It's not that kind of A-train, lady. Put it away. Jeez, how many tacos did you have?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sometimes the job you pick is not right for you. It's hard, and you got to figure that out.
Message deleted.
Every job, though, has a level of experience that you can gain from it, right? I mean, there's all these people out there that are like, if you don't like the job that you have, just quit and find what you're really passionate about.
If you've got money put away.
Yeah, if you're independently wealthy and come from money, then sure, that's easy. Most people don't have that luxury. But there is something you can glean from every job. But at the same time, having the willingness to take a risk and try something new, entering a new industry, whatever it is.
It's hard.
Doing that when you're young, though, it makes tons of sense.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Very much so. You know, I mean, we've also been in that situation where we've had people who wanted to fire us and have fired us over the years. But there's been, like, I would say only one time in the 12 years that we've been doing the show together where I ever thought about, like, quitting. But I wasn't going to, just out of spite. And that was because we had a boss who was literally, like, coming down on us every day, telling us that we're human garbage and yelling at us and threatening our lives and all sorts of other crazy stuff that would never take place in a most normal workplaces. But during that time, I was saving up money to go, like, well, if I'm going to be out of work for a while, this is what you have to do, you know? So, like, don't stay in a bad situation for longer than you need to, but prepare yourself to move on.
Hey, man, if you're like planning on quitting in the future, could you maybe give your boy a heads up over here?
I'll
start saving up money.
No, I'm gonna do what I did at Bob's Big Boy back in the year 1999.
Storm
Ghost?
Just walk on out of there mid shift.
To your point, Mahoney, I think that there is something to be said about a good boss because I think that having a good boss really determines whether or not you want to even just try and excel in something that you have no business being in. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're doing a college job saying you're like working in fast food, like if you hate your boss, you're going to hate your job and you're just going to skate by. Yep. But if you like your boss, you're going to take the initiative to be the best fast food worker.
There's nothing more deflating than when you have a bad boss and you do something really good, you're busting your butt, and then good things happen as a result.
Absolutely.
And they take all of the credit.
Yep.
Like it just kills you.
The worst.
Yeah.
Good bosses support their team, you know, and when things get tough, like they do with every job, because that's why it's called a job. Yep. That's why it is a job, because they literally have to pay you to be there. Then you work together and you come together to create something bigger. So I don't get the leading by fear type of bosses. Like, lead by example.
Ooh, lead by fear is the worst, dude, because you're just creating panic.
You are a tiny dong douche if you lead by fear.
Tiny dong douche.
A TDD. As
please
I like to call
leave
it.
A message after the tone.
Hey guys, today is a great day. I just got the news that my uncle is moving in with us. His name is Gary, and he has no job, drinks a lot, and always smells like peppers. I can't wait. Super neat. Who wants to come hang out?
Message deleted.
Old Drunkle Gary, huh? He's moving on in.
Have you guys ever had a family member move in on you?
My younger brother, so it was when my wife and I had just started dating, mm-hmm. and we had just moved in together, and my brother, he hits me up one day. We were actually about to go on one of those like 3-day cruises for my wife's, she was turning 30 at the time, and so a couple of other friends came with us, and we're on the plane, and I get a call from my brother, who was living in South Carolina at the time, going, hey, I'm coming out to Vegas, I've got a job interview. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome, like, who's the company, are they flying you out, what's the deal? He's like, no, I'm driving. I'm like, you're driving from South Carolina. That's clear across the country for an interview. That's odd. When they just fly you out, if it was serious, he's like, "Well, I don't know how serious it is." And I'm like, "Well, what's your plan?" I'm like, "Where are you going to stay? What are you doing?" He's like, "I don't know. I guess I'll just sleep in my car for a while." I'm like,
"Oh, so that was his way of saying, if you want to extend the offer, good brother."
Yeah, I know you have an extra bedroom, good brother.
Oh no.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, he's actually a pretty cool, like, guy to hang out with, and you know, have his roommate and everything else. But he's lucky that my wife and I had like just started dating, and we're just starting to get serious, because she was like doing that. Oh, of course, like, that's totally no chance that happens now. I mean, granted, situation has changed, 3 kids, everything else. I get it. I also don't want that to happen, but he found the right opportunity. But that was a surprise relative coming to live with us.
I'm sitting here thinking, because I've been in that scenario too, where I've had a boyfriend and his brother living in the house, but we lived together, like signed the lease, did everything.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more awkward than like hearing them like have sex, and then you have to like look at the brother the next day, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, because you're like 20s, you're hooking up, you're doing whatever. But I mean, like, and also vice versa. Like, if you've heard me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you can hear them, they can hear you.
Also,
it always struck me as really odd just being in a normal, like, what is a one-on-one environment with somebody else's significant other. So let's say that, you know, back when I had roommates in college, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm there, you know, wearing just a T-shirt or in boxers or whatever. And then my girlfriend gets up and walks out, and then the girlfriend of my roommate comes in and sits down, and she's wearing something. And even though, like, you're sitting on two different pieces of furniture, you're just sort
it's
of
intimate.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then you start kissing, and then you're like, oh, this is really weird when your girlfriend walks back in.
Yeah.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
We're not step siblings. What's going on
here? It's fine.
Are you streaming this live?
Here's step brother. I got stuck in the washing machine again. How?
How many gold coins did we just get? Right.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is interesting. Adidas is doing a collab with Pixar. So two huge companies, Pixar and Adidas, have teamed up to create a Toy Story friendship collection, including sneakers and apparel, which I kind of dig.
I kind of like this too.
Yeah, I mean, my kids aren't really into Toy Story yet, but I think they eventually will be. But I mean, obviously Adidas makes good clothing. Like, if I just saw Pixar shoes, I probably wouldn't trust them. But if it's a collab with Adidas,
right?
You're like, yeah, these people know how to make apparel and shoes and everything else.
I would trust Pixar to make
shoes.
For sure.
I honestly, I'd rather see a Pixar and Puma collab, because I prefer alliteration.
Yeah, but I like Adidas better. I like Revolutions better. Yeah. And honestly, what little boy anywhere doesn't love Buzz Lightyear? Can you imagine like
how about
little
some,
Buzz Lightyear
some
light
Disney,
up shoes?
Disney Dockers?
So my friends, they have a son that just turned 2 years old, mm-hmm. and he loves Buzz Lightyear. And we got him this 2-year-old size like helmet that goes on and like straps your body so you can fly around with little wings. And I'm
awesome.
Just like, man, one of the best parts of being a parent is not just obviously being the parent, but going to other little kids' birthday parties and being able to hook them up with bomb gifts.
And they just love it so much.
Oh, they just, like, he put it on. He was running around in that thing all day. I'm like, this is so cool, man.
Well, I mean, even thinking about, too, for your middle child, she just got a really cute pair of Disney shoes, too. Not Pixar, but, I mean, just, like, the look on their faces. And you said she's walking around just with every step. She's going, like, Minnie
Mouse. Man, I was with my daughter on Sunday and just hanging out with my 4-year-old and on Amazon. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you want some Trolls stuff? Because she still loves Trolls. And got her some Trolls pajamas and a little poppy hoodie. And it took, 2 days for the stuff to get there? Like, every hour she was checking to see if the Amazon box had arrived yet. It was just, there's nothing more pure than just being able to spend $12 and make someone's week.
Oh.
You know? It's the best. So some dummy crashed into a gas pump. If you're going to crash into anything, avoid the actual gas pump. Video captured the footage of the reckless driver reversing into a gas pump in Maine. God. After starting a fire, he quickly fled the scene. Cool, thanks. The fiery crash took place near Scrub-A-Dub Car Wash. He was identified according to the Scrub-A-Dub Facebook page. It was not made public. It's unclear if he's facing any charges.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for that Scrub-A-Dub.
Them damn Scrub-A-Dub security cameras got me again. We were talking about that pregnant woman earlier who saved her husband's life, very likely, from the shark attack. Well, how about a nanny that's being praised as a hero after she used her body to shield 2 children from an erratic driver who jumped the sidewalk in a Washington, D.C. neighborhood? So she was walking down the sidewalk with a 2- and 7-year-old when a stolen car came barreling at them, and she jumped in front of the car without hesitation.
Wow.
That's some maternal instinct.
I mean, but the fact that it's not even a mom, it's a nanny, you know?
Yeah, that's like, not your
okay?
kids.
She, thankfully, is okay, and the kids are also fine. It's going to take a little while for her to recover because she did get hit, but the doctors think she'll be able to.
Let's get on that GoFundMe.
She actually does have a GoFundMe, so if you search Washington, D.C. nanny GoFundMe, obviously make sure that it's legit, but the doctors think that she'll be able to mostly recover in about 6 months, and the GoFundMe has been set up to help her cover her medical expenses and her mortgage.
Well, good for her, man. Also, that family can never get rid of her ever again.
Yeah,
do you even go back to work for that family?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they owe you at that point. It's like, hey, I was thinking maybe my weekly rate could go up a little bit. You're like, fine.
Lay out in the land of the setting sun where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.